Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor, Tenkar's Tavern blog, Discord server, MeWe group, Facebook group, Twittering, and Instagram shite. Today is a Friday, and as such, Rich and I are going to be discussing gamers' health. Now, Rich, what did I just make?
You made a couple of gorgeous entrees.
Well, all right, we'll start with that now.
Here's, oh, I'm sorry, but then...
No,
just fine. Now, popcorn.
Now, I made popcorn in the microwave using one of those silicone popcorn poppers.
They are wonderful things.
Here's the thing. You don't want to buy microwavable popcorn that comes with that congealed...
Nasty butter stuff.
Yeah, you don't want that. Too much sodium... Too much fat. This thing is actually very convenient. Stores very well.
Yeah.
You can get it on Amazon probably for like, I don't know, 10, 15 bucks. You don't need to use oil. I generally do use probably about 2 tablespoons of oil in the bottom. I use olive oil. I put some popcorn in, and then I pop it up until it starts... breaching the top, the silicone lid starts to get a little wobbly. Now, for flavoring, I don't use salt. I have a buttery spray. I forget the name of the damn company. But they also make popcorn flavorings, which we also use. They do have a little salt. They're not very high
in
salt.
Some of them have a little sodium.
Yeah.
I think the worst ones have like maybe 120.
Right, but you can also use
milligrams.
Mrs. Dash. Now, the buttery spray has, I believe, no sodium. And you need the buttery spray because it will allow the topping to stick.
Eric, I'm having an idea.
What?
You know, like, to make sort of like, you know how kettle corn is sweet?
Right.
You know, I wonder what it would be like to be putting, like, to spray the buttery spray on.
Uh-huh.
And then use that, like... cinnamon roll topping.
Oh, you could do that. Or if you wanted chocolatey stuff, use the chocolate topping.
That's true, too.
We have those toppings from...
Flavor God.
Flavor God. Okay? The big two in my flavoring cupboard...
Are Spice Rack.
Or Spice Rack. Yeah, well, probably Spice Rack is more accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Is Flavor God. I don't believe it's available on Amazon. I found it. In my searches on the internet, just type in Google Flavor God. They are large spice things. Look, wait till they're on sale. They are very good. Salt-free or low sodium. And Mrs. Dash. Mrs. Dash is no salt, sodium-free. And it has a lot of different flavorings from Mrs. Dash. These are my go-to. If you want to eat healthy, you need flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before I even talk about what we were doing for today's dinner entrees, here's something that I stumbled across on Amazon Fresh, of all places. I'm sure you can find similar at your local supermarket. It is riced frozen cauliflower with onions and peppers. There are virtually no carbs, extremely low calories. It's very, very low sodium, and it's very filling. You take that, and you put a little lemon pepper seasoning sprinkled on top, or whatever. We use that, oh, God, citrus chili.
Lemon, the chili lime.
The chili lime.
And that, or the citrus, Caribbean citrus, or whatever.
Yes. It was... awesome, and you don't realize that you're basically having something that is tasteful and good for you. Okay, it almost feels like you're having rice because you give it some flavor. Because let's be honest, white rice is boring as hell anyway. But if you intend to flavor it, right? Whether you're talking with the food that you're eating, if you're having Chinese food, the sauce is flavoring it, or you're having fried rice and that's flavoring it. Or you're having rice and beans, and that's flavoring it. You're having Spanish rice. That was very good.
It gave the texture of rice, but it was cauliflower, And then, you know, you had the peppers inside the rice and, or the
peppers
the cauliflower.
And onions. Yeah,
yeah,
peppers and onions with the cauliflower.
Oh, it was onion in there, too. Okay.
Yes. For it, and I found that on Amazon Fresh. Seriously. A very
so good. And it was enough, like.
Yes. We, two of us, we basically had a bag. Now, I don't cook this on the stovetop. I find that frozen vegetables work better in the microwave. Microwave container, you put the lid on top. Don't snap it down. You want to be able to vent the steam. Maybe put a tablespoon or two of water in. But for the most part, the vegetables have enough. This way, you keep the nutrients and you keep the flavor of the vegetables. When you boil that shit away, now you're losing the nutritional value and you're losing the flavor. Vegetables, I'm finding, don't taste bad when they're not boiled away. Go cook it correctly. Go figure that one out. All right. Now, something else recently found on Amazon is these entrees. They are from HMR. You can Google it or you can go to Amazon, plug in HMR. These are entrees that are sold in like 6 packs or 5 packs. They average about 370 serving, and it's your main serving. It's your protein or whatever. So maybe you're going to get penny.
$3.70 a serving. You mean $3.70 to pay
right,
for it. Okay.
Right. Calories range from about 180 to 240. Sodium is about 450 to 600. This is your main part of your meal. This is your protein. Maybe your possibly your carb too. Like Rich, you had what? You had
chicken enchiladas.
Chicken enchiladas. I had a penne with meatballs and a nice tomato sauce. And actually, it was very nice. The price point isn't bad. Now, we made that with vegetables on the side. We made that with the cauliflower, peppers, and onions.
Mm-hmm.
And, not today. We made that yesterday.
It was
the Daily Harvest.
The rice bowl from
Daily Harvest. But if you are trying to eat healthy, and you're also trying to make things that are quick to, prepare. These HMR meals are shelf ready, shelf storage. You don't have to freeze them. They cook up in a minute. Okay, maybe depending on microwave, maybe a minute and a half. And it's convenient and better priced than a Nutrisystem, as far as I can tell. And the flavor is very good. Now, Nutrisystem, if you go that route, you gotta watch out the sodium. I had a problem with the sodium.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of their stuff is freezer storage, which I'm sure gives you a better taste, but that fills up your freezer real quick.
You know, these meals aren't gonna be, like staples, like every, that we would eat these meals most of the time.
Right.
You know, they're there for, your work late or.
You're not cooking.
Right.
I don't always feel like cooking. I make for breakfast at least 4 or 5 breakfasts a week. I'm making omelets. Sometimes I'm like, I don't feel like making omelets. I'm going to do, what is it?
Oatmeal or English muffin.
They're low carb sprouted grain.
The English and the yogurt.
Right. Mm-hmm. Maybe I don't feel like preparing a full lunch, so maybe I have my low-sodium deli turkey
mm-hmm.
with a low-carb bread. There are ways to eat healthy. You got to plan. Even these meals are a plan.
Right. You have to have stuff on hand.
It's a plan in advance. Because, a lot of times it's around 4 in the afternoon, and I'm already doing, all right, so what am I going to make for dinner today? You don't want to be rushing at the very last minute. And you certainly don't want to get into that spot where you're like, oh, I've got hunger pains, or I'm feeling a little low blood sugar-ish.
The trigger points.
And now I just want to eat anything.
Eat badly.
You don't want to put yourself in that mode. Again,
you don't want to be in a bad place to make a... even worse decision.
Right. We're giving you our stories, our experiences, what we're doing, what's working for us. What works for us may not work for you. I think what really helps us is, again, is a key word I'm saying here, us. We're doing this change. It's not a diet. It's a change of eating habits. And can we still treat ourselves? Yes. True confession. Did we have McDonald's the other day, Rach?
That we did.
That we did.
I never ate a McDonald's burger so big.
They had a triple cheeseburger meal with fries and a drink for $6.
But I got to realize how damn salty those fries are.
Yes, the problem...
When you
order from...
The fingers.
You feel your fingers. Here's the thing. When you order drive-through or when you order in person at a fast food restaurant, you can request salt-free fries, and they might make a face, but they'll do it. But when you're ordering it through, like, Uber Eats or one of those places, there's no real place to make a notation, salt-free fries, please.
Right.
So, I probably had more salt than I should have yesterday. It was yesterday, day before. But,
yeah, hey, we had the turkey sandwiches yesterday with salad.
Oh, yes. And again, salad is an awesome way to supplement the meal or sometimes replace a meal. If you're replacing a meal with salad, I always find that I have to add a little something to make it a little bit heavier. I'll add in
a little cheese,
onions are a staple, tomatoes. You want it to be more than just some versions of lettuce. You want something.
Oh, for, always.
You want a little bit of something.
Lettuce.
I make my own salad dressing. I don't do it from a mix. Like, oh, you make your salad dressing? Yeah, I take the mix out from Wishbone. No.
Mm-mm.
I use
good seasons here, baby.
I use apple vinegar, I use olive oil, and I use Italian spice to taste. You know, Italian spice, Mrs. Dash, a little mm-hmm. Mrs. Dash, onion and herb.
A smattering of everything.
And you know what? Becomes unique to you. And there's something special about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, there's no sodium, there's no salt, there's no sugar. Because a lot of these mixes add these things to it. You don't even realize it. You don't need it. When you know what you're putting in, when you know what your ingredients are...
Yeah, your mom learned that when she was making the good seasons and thing. And she was like, oh my God, this has that much sodium. Now I need to go back to making the proper dressing.
Right. And you know what? And making it yourself, there's something special about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, you don't have to implement everything at once. Small steps. Mm-hmm. Whether it's changing your food habits, putting more water in your diet, taking out soda. Even diet soda's not good for you. I mean, I'm having diet iced tea, which probably isn't as good for me either.
That's water, but...
Yeah, but they still say artificial sweeteners aren't necessarily the best for you.
Yeah.
But, again, you can add exercise in. I do an exercise bike. I try to, you know, do at least, you know, two sets of 15 or one set of 20 on a daily basis. But you got to work up to it. I change the tension to work up. When I first started in this, I was doing 10 minutes in exercise bike and barely changing attention. You have to change it. Got my weights finally today. I got to bring them upstairs. Ordered from, of all places, Walmart. Came 2 weeks quicker than expected.
Mm.
It had like a, I don't know, 4.5 week wait, but it came not too bad.
Yeah, everybody was buying out the weights.
Yes, these are dumbbells. So we're going to try to work on the upper body a little bit too. I'll give you updates on that, folks. All right. Listen. As always, thank you for listening to us. This helps us by talking to you. And we hope that us talking to you reaches out to some of you. And that some of you can use this as support to make healthier decisions. You can always leave a voicemail using the Anchor app. You can email at 10cars.tavern@gmail.com. put Gamer's Health in the subject. We'll answer anything that you send to us. We're working on a website. I've been derailed on that, so when it gets up, I'll let you know. And really, thank you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Yep. Folks, if COVID is still out there, be safe with it. Use your common sense. You know, the hand washing, the wearing the mask, you know. You're not just doing it for yourself. You're doing it for your friends, your family, your community. All right? It's real. Maybe some parts of it were overblown, but now places that didn't take it too seriously are dealing with it now. All right, so please, be good, be safe, be well, God bless. Roll those dice. And I will probably talk with you all, God willing, tomorrow. Maybe Rage 2.
We'll see.
But it'll be more gaming, less health. All right, folks. Thank you.